proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. In our series about Israel's covenant relationships to God under the Mosaic Law, we read that Israel was required to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes. God required total submission from the Jewish people under the provisions of the Mosaic Law. They did not possess the prerogative of evaluating whether or not a given edict from God was wise or foolish. Nor did they have the right to determine which of His statutes they would obey and which of His statutes they could disregard. God had delivered the Jewish people from bondage to the Egyptians in order that they would become His servants. Many people, when they think about the commandments which God gave to Moses, focus on the Decalogue, that is to say, the Ten Commandments. In actuality, the Mosaic Law listed 613 divine mandates. 248 of them were injunctions involving performing a certain activity, such as, quote, honor thy father and thy mother, unquote. 365 commandments prohibited a forbidden action, commandments such as, quote, thou shalt not steal, unquote. There were other legal codes, such as the Code of Hammurabi, which preceded the Mosaic Law. Hammurabi was an ancient Babylonian ruler. He claimed to have received his legal code from Shamash, a Babylonian deity. The Code of Hammurabi focused on civil and criminal matters, prescribing harsh punishments for transgressions of that law. By contrast, the Law of Moses dealt with spiritual matters, as well as civil and criminal ones. While dealing with societal situations, the precepts of the Mosaic Law sought to inculcate a reverence for God to Jewish hearts. According to Numbers chapter 15, for example, God commanded the Israelites to make fringes on the borders of their garments, quote, that ye may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God, unquote. Old Testament authors extolled the beneficial effects of God's commandments. Nehemiah reminded his Jewish contemporaries in Nehemiah chapter 9 how, quote, God camest down also upon Mount Sinai and spakest with them from heaven and gave them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments, unquote. In the fourth chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, Moses instructed the Israelites, quote, thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever, unquote. However, God also promised to inflict adversities upon the Jewish people if they did not keep His commandments. He told them in 1 Kings chapter 19 that, quote, if ye shall at all turn from following me, ye or your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them. And this house, which I have hallowed for my name, will I cast out of my sight. And Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. In other words, if the Jewish people disobeyed God's commandments, He would make them an example not to emulate but to avoid for all people. History revealed that the Jewish people did not in fact keep God's commandments. God therefore executed judgment upon them. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.